The House of Representatives passed a bill today to keep income taxes low for middle-income families and let them rise for the wealthy. But don't rush to look at your pay stub just yet. Today's House vote was largely symbolic, while negotiators from the Senate and the White House work on a deal that could become law. NPR's Andrea Seabrook reports.
It was one of those surreal House debates where lawmakers are pointing and yelling and debating a bill that everyone knows will never become law. The measure would extend all the Bush-era tax cuts for lower- and middle-income Americans, but allow income taxes to rise on wealthy people. It's exactly what House Democrats would do if they controlled the government, which they don't. They're not even in control of the House for much longer.
This majority that is now in charge is tone deaf.
California Republican David Dreyer was amazed that the Democrats were continuing the same tactics they'd used before they were buried by a landslide in November's House elections.
The standard old class warfare, us versus them, rich versus poor. And I think that all we need to do is look at the November 2nd election. There was a rejection of this divisive tone which we regularly hear around here, the haves and the have-nots.
Republicans want to extend lower tax rates on all income, even for people who continue to earn millions of dollars a year. In the Senate, the GOP has pledged to block any legislation until those cuts are extended, or as House Speaker Nancy Pelosi interprets the Republicans,
unless you give an additional tax break to the wealthiest people in our country, we are not going to vote for middle-income tax cuts. Holding the middle-income families of America hostage to a tax cut for the wealthiest.
While the debate raged on, negotiators from the House, Senate, and White House were squirreled away in some secret nest, figuring out what can pass both chambers and not blow another giant hole in the budget. That's the real problem here. Just about everyone agrees that the low tax rates should stay low for the middle class and under, but to extend low tax rates for wealthier people drops a $700 billion negative bomb on the budget. New York Democrat Joe Crowley called the Republicans' idea a dog.
The Republican Party will add another $700 billion to the deficit to assist the richest 1%, like Leona Helmsley's dog, Trouble, who inherited $12 million. Under the Republican plan, if Trouble doesn't get a tax break, no one else should.
Hypocrisy, Democrats cried, after Republicans came into office raging against massive budget deficits. But wait, said GOP leader John Boehner, none of this is real. The bill the House was debating was symbolic only.
Trying to catch my breath so I don't refer to this maneuver going on today as chicken crap, all right?
But this is nonsense.
Nonsense, maybe, but which easily passed the House by a vote of 234 to 188. What's really going to happen, you ask? Well, a deal is emerging that would extend all the tax cuts, even on high income, but not make them permanent. It's a way to keep tax rates from snapping back to Clinton-era levels at the start of next year, but in terms of where to permanently set rates, for whom, it just kicks the can down the road. And of course, when the negotiators who are working toward a temporary agreement come out of their private room with a deal, lawmakers will have to come back and pass a real bill. Something that's more than symbolic. Andrea Seabrook, NPR News, The Capitol.